Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we are now joined by former coach Travis Kelce at Cincinnati, Butch Jones. I want to talk to you real quick about this guy because he's going to have a pretty special day here when it comes to Kansas City. As he said, maybe his swan song. Butch, we thank you for the time. When it comes to Travis Kelce, we do this thing on our show called One Word. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Unique.
Is Travis Kelce the most unique player maybe that you've been a part of during your coaching career?
I would say yes. I've been very blessed. We had Antonio Brown at Central Michigan, but when you really look at the Travis Kelce story, I don't know if there's going to be very many stories out there with the future and the landscape of college football right now with the resolve, the resiliency, the ability to take hard coaching, the ability to follow through on standards that were set for him. It's really a remarkable story. And how far he's come.
You know, when you look at Travis Kelce, obviously you recruited him in high school to go to Cincinnati. What did you see then that said, this is a guy that we have to have?
Well, it's really a unique situation. To go back to that word unique again, when I became the head coach at Cincinnati, Travis was actually there. And he fancied himself. He was on the roster and he was serving a suspension from the bowl game that's been well documented. So he fancied himself as a quarterback. And so all year we could evaluate him because he was ineligible to play. And we kept talking about the ability of him to be a game changer at the tight end position. And he didn't have any flaws at that particular time and no bad habits because we were going to teach him the position. And so, you know, that year I think really helped him in terms of growing into the position and learning the nuances of playing tight end, the blocking techniques. You know, obviously he's always been a gifted athlete, but I think that year allowed him the luxury to really learn that position.
We always hear the stories about how Jason's been like the perfect older brother to Travis. You know, Andy Reid, when he wanted to draft Travis Kelce, he went out and reached out to Jason Kelce. You ever have any of those moments where you had to reach out to Jason or anything like that when it came to Trav?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at defining brotherly love in a support system that, you know, Jason has provided for Travis, I don't think there's any better story out there. You know, Jason has kind of been the big brother, pushed him, hard love, tough love, nurturing when he needed it. So, yeah, there's a number of times that I would reach out to Jason to kind of get Travis right. And, you know, Jason was the one that, you know, when we made the determination to suspend him, Jason was the one who really went to bat out of respect for him. He told me, Coach, I'll get him right. You can count on me. Don't give up on him. And Jason was right. And again, the resolve, the resiliency, but have such tremendous respect for both of those two because the love that they have for each other, but also, you know, the ability to have hard conversations too and to be able to push each other and guide each other.
Where is Travis Kelce today if Jason Kelce's not part of his life?
Ooh, I don't even want to think about that. And thank God we don't have to. But, you know, they feed off of each other. They're both unique individuals. And again, I use that term again. But, you know, Jason's kind of the cerebral. Jason could be, you know, a doctor, a surgeon, very bright, very intelligent, you know, where Travis is kind of the flamboyant. And Jason was always the one with kind of have his thumb on him, so to speak. But, you know, I think both those two really kind of feed off of each other. And, you know, again, that's why I think when you look at both these individuals, I don't know if we'll ever really experience, I know in my lifetime, I don't think I'll ever experience a brother tandem like Jason and Travis when you look at the success that they've had. But also now you look at the success that Jason's having off the field. And I think Travis, at some point in time when football concludes for him, I think he'll probably go that route and be extremely successful there as well.
So when you had Travis on suspension and Jason's telling you to keep him around, were you seriously considering maybe not bringing Travis Kelce back to the program?
Well, I knew we were at a point in time where we had to do something to help him. And, you know, Travis is a great individual. And Travis is one of those individuals who at an early age was heavily influenced. He liked being around people. He's a people person. You guys have experienced his personality on and off the field, and people gravitate towards him, but he was a little bit of a follower, and that's where Jason was the big brother. But, you know, when Jason left to be a rookie, they were separated when he was with the Eagles. So I felt we needed something. So we laid out some clearly articulated, defined expectations that Travis hadn't met, and he exceeded those expectations. He had to have a 3.0 in the spring semester. He couldn't miss one class. And I told him, I'm going to check classes. And I would randomly show up. And it was really remarkable. In all my years of coaching, I have never seen an individual flip the switch, change. It was always in him. But I've never seen an individual have a final year, a senior year like Travis Kelce had.
Yeah, you see that. You get him as like an oyster, and you got to polish that pearl to make sure it ends up being what it can be, the potential that we see in the NFL. Did you ever have like conversation with referees pregame where they're like, hey, this guy here, we got our eye on him or anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you this. Going into his senior year, two great stories. First of all, really what discovered Travis is every year we've done this is we have a group of retired U.S. military personnel who actually would come in and they train our team under what they call shared adversity. And you really find out who the leaders of your team, and they've never been wrong. Within 24 hours, they could tell me, hey, this is the lead of your team. This is the voice of your team. So I'll never forget. We're sitting in a room and we're doing the debrief after they concluded the 24 hours, and the leader of the group says, Coach, you probably don't want to hear this, but the leader of your team is Travis Kelce. And I looked at him and I said, there's no way. And he laughed. He goes, he has influence. Everybody follows him. And they were exactly right. He's probably the best captain, best leader I've ever been a part of. He set the example on and off the field, the way he took care of his body, the way he practiced, the toughness. And, you know, everyone looks at this great pass catcher and route runner, but really, Travis made his way to the National Football League because he was a relentless blocker. And when you talk about somebody playing through the echo of the whistle, he defines playing through the echo of the whistle. And before every game his senior year, he wore 18 in college. And the official would come up to me in our pregame meeting and say, now, Coach, you need to make sure you control number 18. He pushes the limit of playing through the whistle. And I would just kind of smile internally because I know we had mentally already intimidated our opponent, because that had to be coming from the opposite, the opposing coach. And so Travis really set that standard and the expectation of really being a complete tight end.
It sounds a lot like what you experienced with Travis Kelce in college, Andy Reid experienced here in the NFL, because he was about a minute away from getting rid of Travis Kelce and talked about it. He goes, I'm frustrated. I'm kind of to my breaking point with that guy. And from that moment on, Travis Kelce turned it around on the field and off the field. It sounds like he went through a little bit of that with you as well. When he had that kind of like, oh my God moment, this may be taken away from me. That's when Travis kind of figured things out.
No question. And he's figured it out quite well. But I think probably the experience that he had at the University of Cincinnati and going through all that obviously probably prepared him for the big stage that he's been on. But again, I'm going to go back to previous in our conversation. I don't think any of this would have happened if it wouldn't also be for the guidance of Jason. But again, I worry about, you know, this story, that this journey that Travis Kelce's been on. I don't know, again, if we're going to be able to go through anything like this with the transfer portal now. Resolve, resiliency. If there is anyone who's ever showed resolve and resiliency, it's Travis Kelce.
There's been stories about him interacting with the military over the years. Did you guys get to experience any of that when you were with him in Cincinnati?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what we get back. We talked about when we had them come in and train our football team in leadership. And, you know, the way he finished, the way he held his teammates accountable, the juice, the energy, you know, all the things that have been well documented in his career at Kansas City, that really started to come out in those sessions when things got harder, when things got more with adverse situations, the best of Travis Kelce came out. And he set the standard, not just in getting after guys and encouraging guys and his intensity and his voice and how he spoke to him, but his body language, and really setting the temperament and setting the standard by how he did things.
Wrapping up this interview with Butch Jones, who's with Travis Kelce in Cincinnati, I want to ask you this on a fun sort of ending question. We've seen a lot of things that maybe still surprise you. Would you have ever thought Travis Kelce would be the biggest pop star in the world and Taylor Swift?
You know what? It does not surprise me. That's the uniqueness, how we started this interview, that Travis Kelce brings about. He's flamboyant. His personality speaks for itself. He can interact with anyone and everyone. He can carry on a conversation with anyone and everyone, and he has a pleasing personality. And I think that's what makes him a great leader, is he has influence, and people really kind of gravitate towards Travis. And I think he's learned how to control that over the years with wisdom and maturity, and I think that part is kind of probably what got him in trouble and in places he didn't want to be in his early years of college. But he's been able to, you know, understand now. We always say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And there's times when a couple years ago, I get a random FaceTime call from Travis. He's like, hey, coach, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And all the little sound bites and the words that he uses and all the little things, he's taken coaching. And I think that's why he's been extremely successful.
Butch, we appreciate the time talking all things Travis Kelce, and good luck with you and your endeavors in life. And we appreciate all the nice things you had to say about 87 in Kansas City.
Well, I appreciate everything that the entire community of Kansas City's done for Travis. I know he loves it there. I know how everyone's embraced him. So I love him like a son, and I'm a big Chiefs fan. So I really appreciate the time to even be able to talk to you on 87 day.
Well, there you go, and enjoy it down at Arkansas State. Knock them dead and continue success down there.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you to Butch Jones, the college coach at Cincinnati, versus Travis Kelce. Good interview.
Yeah.
Man, I mean,
awesome.
High praise, loves Kansas City, likes
great
the
stories.
Chiefs now. Yeah, fantastic. You know, he said he was, what, a follower, and then Jason's like, no, dude, you're a leader. Go be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we seen in his career? a leader.
Yeah.
Was a follower, now a leader.
At least they got him off the quarterback position, right? I mean, thank goodness they got him removed from the quarterback position, because we did get the opportunity to see that here. It was against the Giants, and it was across the field pass, and it wasn't very good, and it was intercepted and taken the other way. And that was right about, I think that was Alex Smith's last year, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember after that game, I think it was Alex's last year, and they're all screaming for Patrick Mahomes to get in and play in that football game. And, you know, I know it's Travis Kelce Day, but it kind of encompasses everything. Andy's sticking to his guns about a lot of stuff. And I was thinking about this, you know, as we were getting closer and closer to 87 day, like without Andy Reid, right? Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce probably aren't commonplace guys in the NFL. I really think they are huge benefactors of having Andy Reid as their coach. I do believe Patrick Mahomes would have been good, but he wouldn't be what he is right now. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if Travis Kelce's still in the NFL if he's not being coached by Andy Reid and somebody that kind of comes alongside him and says, hey, this is the way we're going to do things. And he kind of follows in line to Andy Reid, because most of these coaches in the NFL, as we're seeing with Mike McDaniel down there, they get bullied by their players. The players have more street cred than just about every coach in the NFL, right? Just about every coach in the NFL is a no-name, faceless guy that is going to be gone in 3 years. But these players are here. They make more money than the coaches, right? They're in more control pretty much than a lot of these coaches are. Andy Reid isn't one of those guys, and that's why it's so important to have a guy like Andy Reid that can be the leader and be that guy that players follow and look up to. And look at how many careers this guy's changed. I mean, let's go Michael Vick. I mean, took him out of Leavenworth and got him back in the NFL and reestablished his life. And I don't think Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are two of the greatest players in NFL history if it's not for Andy Reid. And that's no knock about them. That's a great coach taking greatness to the next level.
Yeah. Speaking of Andy Reid, he'll join the show a little bit later. So will Mitch Holtis. So will Dayton Hughes. Plus, we've got all the guys that work at this station that we call 96.5 The Fan, your number one home for sports radio. This is Alex Gold on Travis Kelce Day.
So a couple memories come to mind. One would be, I think, when Bob said they should trade Travis Kelce. But the real memory that I really enjoy is at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Chiefs win. Kelce gets his third ring. And I got sprayed with champagne by Travis Kelce inside the locker room. So that's an all-time moment for me on a personal level.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's go.
Get sprayed,
awesome.
Get sprayed by champagne.
I mean, if you're going to get sprayed by champagne, why not be in a locker room full of winners and the goat at tight end? And then he has to throw a little shot at you.
Yeah. Well, like, no, but it's true. I mean, they were talking about trading Travis Kelce back in the day. For God's sakes, they traded Tyreek Hill, right? So it tells you that nobody is off limits. And I've had conversations with numerous people around the organization about that. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we've explored everything, right? Everything other than Patrick Mahomes. And they have taken phone calls about Patrick Mahomes. They're jokes and whatnot. But there was a time where they were trying to figure out what to do with Travis Kelce, and is this guy going to be part, you know, of this organization moving forward? And then they finally had that final heart-to-heart with Andy Reid. That's why I say he's not in the NFL right now, probably not dating Taylor Swift. Probably nobody really knows who Travis Kelce is to the level that we do without Andy Reid being a big factor in. And they got to that point where they're like, yeah, I mean, because I had conversations with people about it. Like, yeah, we've taken trade calls on Travis Kelce. We've explored the market out there. You have to do that in your job as a general manager. And if you're not exploring those things and doing your job as a general manager, you're failing your organization, because you never know what's out there. And for all the people who go, oh my God, I can't believe you would say that. Again, they traded Tyreek Hill. They're not averse to trading anybody in this organization if it's going to make your organization better. They realize, hey, we can get the Travis. We can take care of business here. We can turn him into what Travis Kelce is today. Probably not as great as he is today. Nobody ever thought we would get that out of Travis Kelce. But yeah, they have conversations all the time about trading players.
Well, I'm glad they didn't listen to you, because when I hear Travis Kelce getting traded,
what
I think,
was it
my Lord. Help me.
Yeah, but it wasn't me who suggested I get information. I dissipate the information, and we talk about it. And it gets people all angry and whatnot, because they think players are bigger than organizations. There's one player that is bigger than an organization, and it is Patrick Mahomes. And that is it. And Andy Reid, right? Everybody else is a replaceable part on these rosters. It's what the New England Patriots did forever. I mean, the New England Patriots legit got rid of Tom Brady, okay? They moved on from Tom Brady. They've moved on from everybody in that organization in that 20-year run that they had Tom Brady, and they still found ways to win, because players are replaceable parts. You identify your quarterback, you got your guy. Everybody else is a replaceable part. We'll see this team without Travis Kelce. Won't be as good, But everybody on this organization, in these organizations, is a replaceable part unless you have your number one quarterback. And then you go from there. And you take phone calls on guys all the time because you never know what kind of offer is going to be out there for these players, ever.
No doubt about it. Somebody from the 816 says, that interview with Travis's college coach, Butch Jones, is a perfect example of the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Great interview, guys.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. You know somebody special and they actually show signs of kind of caring, you kind of get around that. And you're like, hey, man, like, it always goes back to my college days and, you know, lying to my professors and then showing up to homecoming wasted and getting filmed by a college student who was envious of what I was doing to kind of take a shot at me.
Yeah, sure.
Which there's some things you can dive into that. But then there's also the guy pulls you to the side and says, hey, dude, like, figure it out. Yeah. You know, you're 22 years old. You're 23 years old. Get your blank together. You got something you can work with if you can just, like, put this to the side.
And Travis got that, man.
And sometimes it hits people and sometimes it doesn't. Right. You look at Josh Gordon's career.
I know.
Could have been a stud wide receiver. Hey, man, just put the weed down. Maybe one day it'll be a little bit less harsh, but like right now you have a special talent. Didn't listen. We lost a great talent in the NFL.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have those people.
And that's right.
You mentioned Andy Reid. Like, that's NFL, but like, it's clear in that interview, man, Butch Jones and Jason Kelce got him to that point where he could even think about playing on Sunday.
And I'm sure there's people that we don't even know about that have helped Travis Kelce behind the scenes, like his high school coach or whoever the case may be. I'm sure there's somebody out there, or maybe it's just a teacher in high school or somebody he worked for at the ice cream stand in Chagrin Falls or wherever he, you know, whatever it was. Like, I'm sure there's somebody else in his life that was like that, that kind of helped him move forward and move along. But also, too, you get older and you mature. You know, you're not as, quote unquote, a hothead, as people like to say all the time when you get older, because you start to realize the priorities in life and what truly matters and whatnot. And you start to grow up and you realize, I don't want to be this guy anymore. I just want to go out here and dominate on the football field. And so you get older, you get more life experiences and you grow. But all of that combined, you're right about the village thing, because everybody that has kind of been in Travis's life over the last, let's say 20 years or so, 15, 18 years or so, has gotten him to this point and has been a big influence in his life to get him to where he is right now. And I give Travis Kelce a lot of credit for listening to all these folks in their lives, because when you're young, you know it all. You're not going to listen to anybody. Travis started listening to everybody, and look at where he is, man. I mean, you talk about a life arc. It's like a great life arc to study for all human beings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going from your early 20s to where you knew it all to your late 30s to where you're going, I have nothing figured out, man. I just enjoy life. Like, that's the arc that everybody seemingly takes in life. And we watch Travis Kelce play this thing out right in front of our eyes.
We'll get back to some more audio from some of our guys at the station. Drew Nixon is up next. That guy, Drew Nixon, that calls Arrowhead Burrowhead still.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.